today's society, people claim to be unique, when really, they're just doing what everybody else is doing. Most of us are just common people who want something more. What many don't realize is that that something more is Jesus, and if we take a stand with and for Him, we will become uncommon people who are truly unique, but amazingly powerful, armed with serving hearts and love. Welcome to life, the grand adventure. During this adventure, there are many twists and turns, each of which will lead us on a new path in our journey. But luckily for us, we have a God with us on this exciting adventure. Oftentimes, we try to make things too complicated. Hello, I'm Adam, and I have great news for you. Life actually isn't that complicated. And if you come along with me on this podcast journey, I will share with you the Word of God and one thing about life and faith. It's that simple. I'll be reading Romans chapter 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, through many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts, according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy, in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That was the entire 12th chapter of Romans. And as I was getting verses and putting together scripture, I just felt the urge to share that entire chapter with you. I'm really only focusing on verse 2 for the most part, but the entire rest of that chapter takes it farther, tells you how to specifically live that life, how to not conform to the world, which is what we're going to look at today. Today's podcast is called Uncommon Due to Jesus. Now, I can't claim the initial start of this podcast. As I always tell people, podcasts, sometimes I have some plans And then they get thrown out the window because God shows me something else. I gotta give credit to Hops for lighting the fire for where I want to head with the podcast this week. So here we go. You know, we often hear the term common when we're referring to each other. I have men's alliance, which I've talked about wearing my shirt. We have a creed we say, and it starts with, "I'm a common man with an uncommon desire to succeed." Now, ladies, don't worry. It can apply to you, too. You can be an uncommon woman with an uncommon desire to succeed. And common just means regular, everyday, just a person of this world. It means you're part of the society. You're the norm. And most of us fall into the norm, but that's just because that's where we start. That's our baseline. And some people settle for the baseline. Today, I want us to really look at, forget about that baseline. Throw it out the window. Let's not want to be common. But interestingly enough, most people in society are just that. They're only common. But often claim to be unique. When really, I've been there. People are not as unique as they claim to be. We're really just conformed to the norms, the patterns of this world. We're part of the society, as the word common means. You see all the people when I was growing up, they were what was called goth. So they would paint their nails black, do their hair black, and wear black clothes. Well, and they were saying they were unique. Well, if everybody's doing it as part of a movement, you're not really unique. You're just part of a group. You're the norm. I wore flannel shirts because I loved listening to alternative rock in the 90s. That was the norm. I wasn't unique. A lot of society wants to be individual when we're really just lemmings following people around. Do we want to be lemmings? That's what I'm challenging you today. Do we want to do just what everybody else does? Some people do. But I don't think that's why we were created. In fact, I know that's not why we were created. We were not created to just follow the world. Many, many times, Jesus talks about that. Talks about not being conformed to the world, not being part of the world. He says at one point, the world hates you because of me. Now, if you're part of the world, it's not going to hate you. So it's just interesting that most of our claims of unconformality, I don't know if that's a word, but I wrote it in my notes, fall within conforming to the world. We say that we're uncommon. We say that we're unique, but we're just a cog in society. I typed into Google the meaning of uncommon, and that's out of the ordinary. So is it ordinary to do what's popular? Yeah. Is it ordinary to do what is normal? Yeah. Cliquish? Standard? Think about what you see as normal in today's society. It's some scary stuff. It's normal to get revenge. It's normal to be out and want to step on somebody else to get that promotion. It's normal to hate someone because they hate you. It's normal. A norm that I find amongst kids that parents teaching is finders keepers. We hear that rhyme. You find something, it's yours. Interesting little sidebar here is if we find money lying around, I always ask around who it's for, who it belongs to, and wherever I am, I find out. And if I don't find the owner, I don't keep the money. And I've taught my kids this. We don't keep the money. We give it to charity because it's not ours. I mean, nothing is ours. It all belongs to God. But in the essence of finding a dollar, a $5 bill along the street, it's not my money. So I give it to someone who's in need, somewhere that it's in need. That's uncommon. It's common to just take it, throw it in your pocket, walk away. We've all done it. It's common to walk by and not think a thing about somebody who's crying. Not to have empathy. I'm talking with my students at school this week about empathy and almost the lack thereof that we have in society today. That's common. It's common to think me first. What's good for me? We live in a society where it's almost Freudian that we are focused on how to better ourselves first. Should we focus on bettering ourselves? Yeah, that's why you're listening to a Christian podcast. That's why we're reading the scripture. God wants us to grow and better ourselves, but not at the stake of other people. A lot of times bettering ourselves means that we put others behind. I'm teaching my students the seven habit. The last habit's called sharpening the saw. And that means to take care of your, basically to take care of yourself mentally, physically, spiritually, holistic. Just take care of yourself. But it's the seventh habit. Tell them it's the seventh habit. Because taking care of everybody else, doing things for other people, you can look up the seven habits on your own time, but you can't help others, you can't do others, work with others in groups if you're not taken care of, if you're not spiritually straight, if your body is in shambles and you're tired all the time, if you haven't taken care of it, if you're not learning to help others, if you're not spending quality time resting with you or time with your family or friends or continuing to learn, you can't help others. But it's common to step back, to let everybody else take care of everything. It's common to think somebody else is going to do it. But this week, I'm here to tell you that the last part of the line from the Men's Alliance Creed. We said I'm a common man, but here's the last part with an uncommon desire to succeed. Uncommon to succeed, to take that step farther, not just to stop, not just to accept where we are. And I'm going to go make it simple. It's that simple podcast. It's uncommon to be a person of faith. It's uncommon to be a person who follows Jesus. We say there are all these billions of people that say they are Christians in the world. Most of them just check that box on a census. But when we ask them what it means to be a Christian, they say, I go to Christmas service. I'm a good person. That's not what a Christian is. A Christian is a follower of Christ who believes in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the end. And then they live their life accordingly. They grow with God. It's uncommon to grow with Him. Jesus calls us to be His people. That's uncommon. That's not a common calling. To do what he asks us to do through all of his lessons is not common. We have to sacrifice. In Matthew 6, verses 33 through 34, he says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." So don't worry about what's going on. Live in the now. Seek first Jesus. It doesn't say seek first my own zen, my own wellness. Seek first what is best for me. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. Being a follower in Christ is not something that takes being common. We have to take a giant step in faith. We've got to be obedient, which is not something most people are willing to do. We are to, as Paul says in the scripture I started the podcast with in verse 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Uncommon Jesus followers have to love everyone. I put that in all caps, everyone. Jesus said, even Jesus, to paraphrase Jesus, people that aren't Christian, even people that obey Satan or aren't Christians love each other. They like each other. But we're to like everyone, even our enemies. We are to give of ourselves. Jesus said, greater to love hath no man than to lay down their life for their friends. We are to lay down our lives. It's uncommon to have faith in Jesus, our Savior, a man who was here 2,000 years ago. We never saw him. We are to have faith that that happened. We are to not be of this world. We're in it, but not be of it. We are of another world. We are of an eternal world. Men, you are to love your wives. Wives, you are to respect your husbands. As parents, we are to raise our children in the way of the Lord. In the scripture I read earlier, we have to know what part we have in the body. We don't have to do everything. We think we do, but we've got to figure out where what our talents are. If we are to serve, we are to serve. Prophesy, we are to prophesy. Teach, teach. Encourage, encourage. Lead, do it. Show mercy cheerfully. We are to be love. We are to hate what is evil. Cling to good. Hate evil. I love that. We are in a society where that line is blurred between what is evil and what is okay. We've spent so much time worrying about if somebody's feelings are hurt because we say something is not right in this world. And it's because we've done it in hate for so long. We still got to do it with love. Love must be sincere. If you love someone, you talk to them about what is evil and you say, this is not right. We are to honor one another above ourselves. Continuing on through Romans 12, all this is from Romans 12 that I'm talking about here. Bless those who persecute you. Are you kidding me? Yes, that's what Paul's talking about here. This is what Jesus' followers do. This is not common. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Talk to people. Jesus didn't come and hang out with the kings and the queens and the Pharisees. He hung out with the low of the low. As he said, you know, the well do not need a doctor. Live in harmony. Do not take revenge. Be at peace with everyone if you can. Do not repay evil for evil. That whole passage, read it this week. Take a moment, read it every day. I'm going to come back to that in a bit. But those are uncommon things for us to do. The list is exhaustive, and it's daunting to many of us. Many won't do it because we don't want to give up control. We want to have, air quotes, fun. We want to do it our way. I did it for a while. Did you? Sure, we all did. I was of this world. I wanted it all my way. I claimed to believe in Jesus, but I wanted to do things my way. I had to surrender. I had to have the desire to be uncommon. Many people say that it's not fun to be a Christian. You can't do all the fun things. You know, like getting drunk on Friday, then feeling terrible on Sunday. Going out and having multiple partners and then feeling the regret later on. Buying all this stuff and then having a credit card bill. Being in debt. Think of all these things that we think of the world. Going to the highest position in our company, but trampling someone else, making them feel terrible, making their family not have a living. Swearing whenever we want to, doing whatever. We could go listening to foul language music, but what effect does that have on our body? I'm going to claim the opposite. I've never felt more full than when I'm in Christ. Thanks to him, I have a community of people who truly love me. Not just my party friends from back in the day who I don't keep in touch with. I've reconnected with some as they realize the same thing in the past year. I've really delved in, and now I have a group of men I know that are there for me. I can say I honestly didn't have super close friends until I truly gave in to Christ, until I listened. I might not get loaded and party all the time anymore, but I am high on life. I'm high on the Spirit, and there is no greater feeling than that feeling of Christ. If you have it in you, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, seek it. You'll see that you have that community. You have Jesus in you. It's all part of the uncommon life we live as Christians. And a lot of you might be like me, I had to get out of my own way. That has been my lesson this year. It's taken me 44 years to learn. But wow, has it been amazing once I've learned it? I'm my biggest problem. Are you your biggest problem? So we say we're unique. We say we're uncommon when really, most of the times we're of the world. Let's strive to be uncommon due to Jesus, with Jesus. So everybody, it's that simple. If we are of this world, we're just common people. But if we make Christ the center of our lives, we will be uncommon in the worldly sense, but living an extremely powerful, fulfilled life that shows Jesus wherever we go. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for making us unique. Thank you for being unique in and of yourself. You are our Lord. You came down for us because of your love. And because of that, we take that step towards you. We invite you in, and we are uncommon. We believe, if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe that God, that you raised him from the dead in our heart, we will be saved. It says that all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. It's all we got to do. Help us, if people haven't, to take that step. Those of us that have, help us to focus on how we can be uncommon for you. Not just stating, hey, I'm a Christian, but to take that next step. Give us that strength. Give us that guidance. Give us that power. Thank you for your spirit that dwells in us when we accept you. Help us to share this with everyone we meet. Help us, our body, to relax. If we are uncommon, people will see it. If we're uncommon due to Jesus, they will know it. They will see us everywhere we go. They will notice something different in us. Help us to show that to everyone we see and to be you in this world. In Jesus' name, amen. So this week, I challenge you, reread Romans 12 a couple times. Pray over your day this week and see what you need to change to be living an uncommon life that reflects Jesus. www.kingdompraiseradio. Love, love, love it. Love the partnership I've had with them for over a year. It's great. Their music is touching souls, touching hearts. There's some big news coming soon. Julius Adams did the interview on there. It's now available on my podcast. But if you want to hear some great gospel music, great podcast, it is growing. Check it out. www.kingdompraiseradio.com. I can also be found on www.lcprva.com to the Two Jesus Music and Podcast Network. All these links are in the notes. But check me out there. Check out other podcasts. It's Pandora for Christians. As I mentioned, Men's Alliance, I always will share the link. I always wear my shirts. www.mensalliancetribe.com. I now have an official website, JesusAmbassadors.com. I'm working on growing it. It's got memory verses on there. It's got resources on there. Today when I was sitting at a God spoke to me and said, hey, put charitable places we can donate to on there. So that's going to be something coming up with prophecies on there. There's going to be all sorts of awesome things on there. I want it to be a resource for people as they are searching for Christ. Resources where they can go to. There's links to sites to learn about God. There's a link to my podcast, a link to the Men's Alliance podcast. I'm going to add more throughout time. But there's lots of amazing links on there. Check it out. That is JesusAmbassadors.com. If you're listening to me on Kingdom Praise or To Jesus, come check out my Spotify or Apple podcast. I would love to see some reviews. That would make my heart glow. If you give me a review, hit me up. I'll give you a shout out. Give me a like, share me, help this podcast to grow. I feel Jesus moving today. You can feel I'm energized. I want to help it grow, and I do it with my family. You're my family. I love you guys. Have a great week. God bless.